podcast recording.
Gritty.
Okay, now it's for real.
In 3, 2, 1.
Yes. It's that time. It's that time again. Distorted Reality Podcast. We're Distorted Nation Radio. Beats Reality Check TV. With your hosts, C-Core from Distorted Nation Radio and Shell Razor from Reality Check TV. With your Kevlar-coated comments, it's time to distort your reality.
Okay, and we're here, and this is episode 15, and we have special guest hosts in the house, Cardboard Ringo Band, and we have John, and we have Steve, and we have Joe, okay? And today we're going to have our alternate personalities. We are having our band personalities. So just for a disclaimer, this is just who we are when we're like either on a stage or at a podcast or in an interview. So please don't judge us when we're on the street acting normal, okay? Okay, so let's just, you know, everybody, you know, take a deep breath and adjust your balls. Okay, one or two, right? You know.
By the way.
Okay, just you know, I'm just feeling
only one, but it's big.
It's big. It's a big one.
Wrecking ball.
It counts. It counts. Is anybody sweaty right now? I'm a little sweaty. You good?
Sweaty.
I'm always sweaty.
Okay, so this is episode 15, and I'm it's been slow and steady, and I just want to let you guys know that I'm really happy that you guys came up. You're the first band that, first of all, for Reality Check TV NorCal, you are our band of the year,
man.
We appreciate that.
So
cheers to that. And the year started, I guess, halfway through last year, right? So we're just going to continue it on. It was like band of the year 2022, 2023, right?
It's like a basketball season.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a season. It's a season. And this is the first time we've ever had anybody come up and eat before. Usually I don't eat till after, so I'm feeling like the, you know, whew.
Shit, Sunday supper, it was super awesome.
Was
thank you for that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Honestly, it wasn't my best meatloaf, okay? I added some different things, and it wasn't spicy enough, and so I don't care. I noticed
it was pretty damn good.
It was okay. Really? Will you take some home?
Absolutely. Well, as long as it wasn't beef. Because, you know, we're vegetarians.
Well, a little bit of beef and a little bit of pork, but
Steve,
it's fine.
Okay, yeah.
It's fine. Even though pork, you know, that's not the
cleanest animal. They eat plants close enough.
So, okay, so, you know, you're Cardboard Ringo. And we did an interview before when we were in the bathroom of the Opera House. And that was super fun. And I don't even remember what we talked about. So we can recap different things,
as
you know.
As awkward as that sounds.
Yeah, right. In the women's bathroom. It was really cool when we were leaving because I was watching a couple people's faces. And they're like, what's happening? I'm like, you don't even know, you know. I wanted it to be more dramatic. I wish we would have, like, tore some shirts off. I know you had your shirt off on stage that night, you know. And,
well, I walked out of the bathroom pinching my nipples, and that raised a couple eyebrows, too. They're like, what was happening in there? He wasn't done, or what was going on?
So, John, I want you to know that night I took a whole bunch of pictures of you with your shirt off, like a photo shoot, right? But then Kevin,
he knows.
He edited a couple of them. He edited those pictures that night, and he's like, you only need two. No, he goes, you only need two photos of John. I'm like, actually, I had like 25, he wouldn't let me put them all up. Like, I have them though. If you want, you know,
that would be great.
Copies,
because I think if you remember, I said that we want to see what the pandemic did to me, and I used to have my shirt off every night when we played. And 3 years of not working out and doing so much, I had that little mushroom muffin top. My handles, as the baby calls them,
Right, wear like the man, because when women can get away with different things, we have like an optical illusion.
I had my wife's leather pants on, so everything was just like squished out and up.
You have a beautiful wife.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to talk about all your women, okay? Because Steve has a woman, right? And, and Joe has a woman? Okay. Because I think I embarrassed, I wasn't sure, I'm always saying, who's the single one, And I hope your women are fun, that they're not, obviously you're in a band, they're not haters. They understand that women are part of the deal. Have you any of you had anyone recently in the last couple years, fangirls just fall in love that night and just realize, hey, back off, whore. I'm married.
No, we're single on stage.
Okay.
Our wives aren't up there with us.
Okay. Yeah. So it's okay if they like throw their panties at you guys or any of that stuff. Anyone want to speak to that? Anybody throw you like a double D, triple E kind of bra ever, anything like that?
I got a sports bra from a double H lady.
Okay.
Yeah, but she did that weird, like, you know, inside the shirt thing and pulled off and threw it. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
She couldn't even just, like, take it off and flash you some, you know,
I mean, it was like, I was going to use it for a bra for my car. They were double H. It was crazy big.
Okay.
Yeah, they were, big ass sports bra.
But you guys aren't opposed to that, like, you know, a thong just being flung at your face, you know?
Oh, not at all.
Okay.
That's it just never happens.
Okay. Well, check it out. It might. Okay. You wouldn't like freak out if I threw you one of mine, like on the next time you guys, you know.
No, as long as Kevin throws his too. I mean, we're open for anything.
Okay.
You know?
So, okay. Because he has some cool Supermans. Okay. I'll have him bring his Superman BBDs and they're kind of sexy. So wouldn't that be funny if you just put those on and then my bra too? I mean, labor ad libbing. Would you just put it on? It's big enough, right?
I would do that. Absolutely.
You would? Okay. Yes, I have a yellow bra I'm going to throw on stage next time we film you.
Please do.
Okay. And that would be so fun. And then
stunt bra, sort of thing.
And if you could just slip on Kevin's, it'll be clean. I won't throw, you know. But I might just take my sweaty bra off for you guys and just throw it up there
because that's sweet. Cool.
We don't want
that.
His sweaty underwear. No, absolutely we'll keep his clean.
Speak for yourself.
Right? He's like, hey. Okay, so let's do some business real quick before I forget. So who's going to speak to how we find you and all that good stuff? Just do our little advertisement real quick, Joe.
I guess I always get kind of picked for the business side. But yeah. It's cardboardringo.com is the website.
A little bit of problems there. Just keep going. It's fine.
That's the main kind of conduit for us is cardboardringo.com. But you can find all of our music is on every platform. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, iTunes, Apple, I mean, you name it, it's all on there. So,
And
we have a new album that's getting ready to drop.
I have it. Could you like...
This is our first EP.
Okay, that's not the one that's dropping?
No.
But let's talk about that too, though, before we go to the...
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's up with that?
This was our first EP that we did. Okay. So I'm the new guy in the band.
Okay.
What do you think? 3 years?
It's going on four now. Yeah,
going on 4 now?
Yeah, so. It was actually 4 years last week.
Okay, wow. So did you miss the anniversary?
I did.
What's up? He's like, he has to ask his other wives, you know, what's going on?
I just got a new phone, and like Google Photos that I sent to the cloud that I never knew and lost after a couple of phones, they all keep popping up. It was like, that's how I know that. I can't remember dates for the life of me.
Okay, so you're like acting all impressive.
Yeah, right?
Actually, the truth is,
phone thing.
Technology told him.
So that's your original EP.
So this is our original EP, but it's all songs, I think, maybe. But one that was they were already written by them.
Okay. Right.
So there was kind of a long hiatus of Cardboard Ringo, and then
keep them wanting
timeless classics.
I've been playing music for a lot of years. I'm very, very proud of this right here, and maybe a little bit even more proud of our new one that's getting ready to drop. So
okay, so do we have a date on the dropping of that?
We're looking, I'd say, spring, summer.
Okay, spring, summer.
There's a single available right now.
The single is on Spotify, Truth.
Okay.
And the album would be Welcome to the Revival.
Welcome to the Revival. Wow.
That's how we start off every show and how we end every show. Welcome to the Revival. Welcome to the celebration of all things rock and roll.
Okay.
It's for you. And that's how we start. And
well, that's kind of cool because, you know, two of you have a celebration of recovery, right? I mean, I don't know if you ever speak to that, you know, but wow, you just kind of throw it out there, 23 years? I mean, that's kind of, is that known to anyone? I mean, I didn't know, so people aren't, you know, passing you the, you know.
People that know me personally, I mean, know, you know.
That's something to be proud of. There's a lot of musicians that are dying, and there's a lot of them that are sober now, you know, and I'm glad you're representing that, just to say you could still be fierce and crazy and fun and, you know, ridiculous, you know, blackout sober, you know. Well, I didn't do that, but you actually did.
Our brother Tommy, guitar player in Cardboard Ringo, he couldn't be here today.
Yeah.
His metal band played West Coast Fury, played at Toots last night, but... Tommy and I, we started playing together late 1979. Our first band was in 1980.
Wow.
And there was Cardboard Ringo, and that's the whole how I joined Cardboard Ringo and all this other stuff. But Tommy and I played together for a lot of years. And at the height of my unsobriety, I didn't make music. I wasn't in a band and play around anywhere. And then when I got sober, I realized, man, that's that part of me, the true part of me, where you get up and you speak truth to people, and there's no fucking around. It's just like, yeah. It's business. And so my sobriety is a big part of us being here, sitting here today, but also the people we play to, they think I'm wasted all the time.
Totally, I had no idea.
Yeah.
I thought for sure you're on some Jameson or something.
No, LSD doesn't control your legs, and my legs just give out. Yeah, I mean.
Okay, so that's good though, because there's up and coming young people that realize that they think that the whole rock and roll scene has to, you know, everyone's just like on some kind of, you know.
But rock and roll was better when people were fucked up.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rolling Stones. Thank you, fucking everybody else. You know what I mean?
I was just getting ready to say it's weird. It's kind of this double edged sword that. You know, I can't listen to the radio anymore, and I don't really enjoy a lot of the new music.
I went to rehab before it was fucking cool, man.
But on the flip side of that coin is, I don't know that I could make the music that I'm making now.
Right.
How I was, but when I was drinking.
So, right.
I don't really...
You have a more and less jaded view of stuff.
Yeah. But no worries, guys, because you know, just because they're not drinking doesn't mean they can't like
a lot of donuts.
They can't be addicted to other things. They're still fun. They're still fucking their life up in one way or another.
I smoke a lot of weed. I mean, a lot of weed.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like, what's your preference on this plate right here, if you were to indulge? I know you're like trying to be good and everything.
Right,
the crumb one, that's all you, baby. Okay.
I'm going to say two-thirds.
Two-thirds?
I
wanted a fritter, but they didn't have any. You know what? The bitch in front, there was two. I went to this one donut shop this morning.
You're watching bitch in front.
And there was three people in front, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm watching her. And she's all, and there was only four apple fritters left. I'm like, okay, you know what? Chances are I'm going to get one. You know, most people don't. No.
Took them all.
She took three. I'll take three apple fritters, and then everything good. And then the guy in front of me, I'm like, okay, there's one left. And sure enough, he took it, and I'm just like, okay. You know, so... I had to get over it, so I got these, right? Fight them for a donut.
We're donut friendly. We love all
donuts.
You're donut
friendly?
I don't discriminate against donuts.
Yeah. So, Steve, speaking of, you know, I'm glad you spoke up here. So what's going on? You're the only drinker of the group. So here, wait, you know what?
No,
cheers.
Tommy drinks a lot.
Cheers. Yeah. Okay, good. He makes up for the both of you, right? Balances it out.
Yeah.
I've always had control over
it. They have a ride home.
Did you drive today?
Actually, sober guy drove.
Okay, yeah. So good. So you can. I brought you another one just in case. You know, why not? You know, let's keep it rolling.
Steve is my brother, my real brother.
Oh, your real blood brother?
Yeah, and he's the baby brother in the family.
He's
always been the responsible, and he can drink. He can have two, and not have to have six in the morning. You know, that kind of. You know, he pisses me off. He's a good. He's a smart drinker.
Okay.
Yeah.
So responsible alcoholic.
What does that mean?
But what's your deal though? Because even though if you're not drinking, you're still getting naked, right? So it's like you should be like, okay, like if I'm drunk, I'm naked, I have no responsibility.
No.
But like you just are naked.
I just don't like pants.
Okay, got it. Okay.
No, it's part of just. I mean, I just don't care.
Do you sleep naked? This is a question for everyone. Okay, are you?
I'm gonna take my headphones off. So,
okay. So are you like in pajamas, like full
just
matching,
chonies.
Just chonies? Okay, and what about you?
Shorts, man.
You're in shorts,
yeah.
Okay.
No blanket.
Shorts, no blanket. Okay, these are the details that I feel like everyone needs to know.
Right.
I am completely naked sleeping. I used to back in the day have full clothes on, but ever since, you know, I gotten a little bit older, I prefer to be naked. Everyone's uncomfortable. Like, certain people are like, you know, what's the problem? Like, it's okay, don't make it all weird. Let's just all get naked, right?
Yeah.
It's like, fine. Kevin doesn't mind. You know,
no.
He doesn't mind. I can do whatever I want to when I'm out there, you know.
That's groovy.
As long as I go home with him.
No, I'm a notorious
You're an exhibitionist?
Absolutely.
Me
too.
Yeah. It's fine.
Of course, that's
why
he's a good front man.
Yeah. He's a good front man that way.
It would be a little awkward if you were an exhibitionist.
What is the light?
He's going to wear my bra next show. What is
the
light
call it? The look at me disease is what I have.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess it was because when I was younger, I was like, still believing in the theory of women should act a certain way, nice girls act this way and stuff like that. And you know, I realized, fuck that shit, you know? I'm a nice girl and I can do whatever I want. And I tell my mom, don't watch my stuff. I still have to be accountable. My mother's 79. Mom, I'm sorry, okay? But I'm part of you. I'm obviously the personality that you couldn't vibe, okay? So, you know, just live it, you
know?
Well,
our parents growing up were you know...
Hippies or straight-laced?
Marines turned hippies.
Oh, Marines, really?
Well, rednecks sprinkled in there.
Yeah, yeah, okay. but also skinny dippers, you know?
Okay, okay.
And so that was, like, never
okay
a problem.
To be both.
Yeah. So they walked around, mom walk around naked?
Pretty much, more dad, but yeah, yeah. But even like the friends and the families, it wasn't. There's no hang up in.
Our dad brought to Speedo a little longer than he should have when he started getting the real dad and bod. And
we're gonna ask you, Joe, in a minute, but I want to hear about this scene here about the naked dad, okay? Because when in my first marriage, I was married for 17 years, and I have three sons, and they're all like 27, 30, and 31, and so their dad was always naked guy. Like to get the newspaper, always freaking out the neighbors, but the boys, because he's older, you know, and so they were always like, you know, I'm like, don't worry, you know, like, is this what I'm going to look like, mom? He really fucked my kids up, you know. I'm like, no, he's old, you know. Yeah. It's like, don't, your stuff will be tight for a little while, okay? So sure. Don't worry, you know.
Nothing to worry about till you hit your 40s,
right? But he really kind of scared him, you know, because he wasn't in the best shape, and you know, he didn't get F, you know. So so yeah, so your dad was just like, you know, just kind of like comfortable, you know. He just had no problem.
It was just part of that, you know, the environment he grew up in, or whatever, you know. And he was, you know, he was before Marines.
Okay.
He was, or in between Marines, before Marines, he was a swimmer.
Oh.
And an Olympic swimmer, water polo at San Francisco
water
State.
Water polo.
And so the Speedo was like, you know, required uniform, you know what I mean? And so, yeah. It's
I think it was 1975. I'm walking down the street and dude was in a Speedo mowing his lawn. And it really scared me, you know. And
cocaine.
He wasn't, you know, I just didn't understand, you know. And I was like, wow. I was really, you know, I was enlightened. I was raised in the Bay Area. Where were you guys raised? We'll start with you, Joe. Like, where were you born?
Solano County. Well, I was born in Redding, moved to Solano County back when I was very, very, very
that's
very
right. Are you still from Vacaville?
Yep.
That's our connection. I raised my children in Vacaville, okay? Lived in Solano County for 20 years. My kids, you know, lived off Alamo Drive, you know.
My dad, my biological father still lives in Vacaville. I graduated from Vanden High.
Oh, yeah. My kids went to Vaca High.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, so the Rebels, right?
Bulldogs,
right? But they do the Vandens people like, they didn't like you, right? Is that the thing?
No,
I don't know why high schools are, you know.
Yeah.
What did you went to? What school do you go to?
I went to Vaca High.
Vaca High, right? Okay. And were you a jock?
No, not in high school.
Stoner?
Not till afterwards. No, I was always into music. So.
Okay, so you were in the band club.
But was, you know, there's this interesting thing where it's, you know, if you're in marching band or symphonic band, you're kind of the nerd.
Right.
When you're in jazz band.
Oh, that was better.
It was a little bit cooler because you could play the drum set, right?
You were sweet with the chicks.
But I did all of that. No. I just hung out with all my drummer.
When did you get game? How did you get your woman?
I still don't have game.
Okay, you don't have game? Okay. No. She just like,
you join a band, it just comes. You know.
Cost of a postage stamp, mail order Russia.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Hey, it just takes a little. Usually with women, though, if they're interested in the musician, you know. Steve, are you the drummer?
No, I'm a bass player.
You're the bass player.
He was once the drummer.
Yeah, I did play drums in the band for
okay.
A little bit.
You're the drummer.
I am.
I'm sorry. Okay, I should have known that, because that's right. I have some cool pictures of you, like, from up top. That I now remember. It's all coming back to me.
So a long time ago.
Bass player? Yeah. Always?
Always. Well, except for a little stint with drums.
Can you play guitar as well, you know?
I'm a horrible guitar player.
Okay, yeah. So, but you got the bass down.
Badass bass player, though.
Yeah.
And I can keep a beat on drums, but I'm a horrible guitar player.
Okay. Tell me who's in charge, because I know the drummer, right? You got to have a good drummer for a band, right? Because the drummer keeps the singer in line. How's that work?
No one keeps jumping.
You mean as far as song structure and
yes, yes,
together?
That's the mechanics of it. Can we break that down a little bit? Like, who keeps you in line?
It's Tommy is pretty much
okay.
The
Tommy,
thing.
Okay,
and then Joe, of course, will feed the most
okay
off of Tom. They control tempo and
right
and
So if you go, if you go rogue and start fucking shit up, okay, and going off whatever the script was, they can bring it back. Or like have you forgot a word? No one knows, and they use kind of like
we're pretty mechanical and robotic in our sense of that.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, and anytime Tom starts doing something a little different, me and Joe are good about just keeping the line.
All of a sudden, he's like
looking at each other and smile. We're like, okay, I guess we'll just wait for him to come back in.
Oh, got it. So Tom's like, hey, I'm really feeling Tom's this riff right now. And you're like, okay.
Well, if you've ever watched him play, he just, yeah. I mean. You
know, I have watched him.
He gets into
a zone
where
time.
It's just,
okay.
He just starts.
But if he fucks up and there's a variable, then that just messes everybody up.
Okay.
I mean, me and singing, it's, but he very rarely does.
Has he ever started a different song that you weren't ready for? Like, okay, we said
this. After whiskey, he did.
Like, we said we had a sound check and we're going to do it this order, and next thing you know.
Oh, yeah, that's happened for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
because he is a drinker.
All right. So we're going to talk. Let's talk about this song that you're dropping. Okay, that's coming up. What's the vibe of it? Can you talk about how you wrote it, who wrote it, and what's it about?
Well, let's just get ready to say when we recorded "Drop of a Dime."
Yeah.
The dynamic of this band is really unique in that you would think, you know, you listen to some songs and they're heavy and it's just pounding, pounding, pounding. Mm-hmm. But the majority, so there's always this kind of, we were just talking about it when we were eating, that funk element or that, you know, that groove. That's,
yeah.
These songs have a lot. This album has I don't know what it is. It's this band has that groove.
Yeah.
But when you want a hard song, it's there. So Truth, that we've already dropped as a single, is probably one of the harder songs that's on Welcome to the Revival.
And you dropped that so we can get the, hey, cameraman, my producer guy, do you have a mic or are we just hearing you freehand? Are you awake back there?
No, he's not.
Kevin, quick question.
Yes.
Okay, so I want to be able to put some of their music when we're talking about this. So this is me, you know, I'm controlling his editing. Can you put a mark the time on this right here? Because I'd like you to put a clip up near here. Hey, we're working this podcast out. Just so you guys know, we're in our first, obviously this is number 15. When you've seen some of the beginning ones, we have no fucking structure, okay? We're not the podcast that, like, okay, in between, there's some commercial break. We're working on that. We're hoping, once we get up to, like, 20, 25, we're hoping to have, like, a fine stream where it's, like, there's these, you know, instrumental breaks and just, you know, where we just come back and commercial and all this stuff. But right now, we're just working it out. You guys are part of the beginning stages.
Can I interrupt just for one second? I just wanted to congratulate you guys on the podcast.
Thanks.
Because, you know, we've known that. I've known Stevie from Hellraiser forever.
Yeah.
Followed you guys forever. Everything you guys do is really cool, but the podcast is just, I love watching it. It's really
thank
cool.
You.
And when you guys said you had a podcast, I was like, well, who fucking doesn't have a podcast? This
right?
would be good.
No, but yeah, but when I just, tuned in it's, and very, watched it's it. Very watchable.
Okay.
Whether it's structure or whatever.
Sometimes I want to talk about, like, you know, stuff, okay, that's really kind of, I'm not doing politics anymore because that turns everybody off. But I do want to talk about, you know, like, hey, I'm a mental health awareness and these kind of things.
Absolutely.
Because I joke about my personalities, but yeah, I have a true, you know, I'm diagnosed, okay? I have all the labels. I have a personality disorder, and sometimes she, you know, breaks out and all kinds of stuff. And I've done some crazy shit in my life that I had to suppress, and I wasn't able to talk about it. And now I am, because I'm telling my story, and, you know, I'm not afraid of anybody that's kind of held me down in the past.
And you should, you know? And this is a really good conduit.
And then COVID came, right? Really cool. And so we decided, instead of investing, and we couldn't go to venues anymore, and so we said, why don't we just invest in our home studio and see if we can get them. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Awesome.
I'm glad you guys are part of number 15, and you'll come back, because we would love for you guys to be, just because you're banned of the year with Reality Check doesn't mean you're going to not be part of our family. So
absolutely.
We would love, you know, every once in a while, maybe once or twice a year, you guys can pop in and give us an update on your stuff. Next time we come up,
anytime.
We would love to have your other guy, I already froze. Tom
Shaw, Captain Amazing.
Captain Amazing. You know, so we're going to move the table around. When you guys come the next time, if we do an acoustic set, we'll take this table out. Everyone will have like a little TV tray. It'll be like a circle little thing, cool. And we'll be able to, you know, play absolutely. The guitar and we'll have it set up to where, you know, you can do vocals and we'll do something really special. So we'll do that maybe.
We were
like
going to try and do
summer.
That this time, but we got two elements. I fucked up and forgot the guitar, number one.
Okay.
But Tommy kind of gave us a stink eye from the phone. So
I was going to do a little bit, and that never ends well.
Right. Tommy's like, no, that's bad. It would be cool if we could have had him call in. You know what? If he's, can we call him?
Call him?
Because we have that capability.
Oh, I don't know.
That's too spontaneous.
Their set didn't start till midnight last night. All right. And it's also, Bahrain Formula One.
Yeah. What time is it in Vacaville?
Yeah, Fontana.
Right.
Fontana NASCAR. That he's
a race.
He's busy. He's busy. So maybe we can just like do. We don't have that capability yet. If we had some little picture of him, you're amazing. So
you are amazing.
Okay, so there's a show that's coming up next week, right, or 2 weeks from now? What's happening?
If I can just go back for a second,
yes.
Our single Truth that's coming out.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk politics. We're not going to talk COVID. We're not going to talk mental health awareness. That's what that song is about.
Is it?
Yeah, the lyrics. I'm a leave them guessing type of thing, but the original working title of the song was Truth 45 Blues, and everyone having a problem with 45, one way or another.
Not me. I'm a lover. You want to pull my hat out?
No. Or the people, just the whole. It's about media, and it's
nice.
about COVID, and it's also about the squashing of mental awareness.
Okay.
And when you hear the song, you'll understand what we're talking about, and that means all that stuff means a lot to us. Yeah. Freedom of speech, freedom of belief.
You know what? I'm so happy you said that because I work for the state, okay, and I'm suppressed, and I can't give my true personality because you know I value my paycheck, but I do look for the helpers, and I am a helper, and so whenever I can feel a vibe of anything, and I don't care anymore what your belief is in anything, because I've been canceled multiple times. I used to have another podcast, which we're not going to get into it, but I was straight up canceled. And this was in 2015, and it really affected me. Like, I went to a downward spiral. It was in our old house. We called it the Yellow Kitchen, and it was really groovy. We were having some really cool people coming in our space, and just like that, we got canceled for, you know, me defending somebody's right to say something, even though it was a fucked up thing they said. They still had the right to fucking do it. And don't cut and paste me in a private chat, okay? You know, it's like, so now I'm really careful what I put in private chat because it's a cut and paste world. But
I'm hoping we're kind of getting back to a, you know, I'm very opinionated, but I keep it a little suppressed also, only because, you know, I do respect everybody's opinion.
Yeah.
Say whatever they want.
Well, I don't respect it, but I allow them to have it.
Shit, I'm in a band with three fucking Catholics.
I was raised Catholic, but you know what? I never got communion, so I wasn't worthy of the wafer. But anyways, that's another story.
I'm hoping we get back to that.
Yeah.
Where, you know, it's like...
It's okay.
It's like, you know, songs. Back in the day, I listened to a lot of my favorite bands who were probably whatever they were, Bleeding Heart Liberals or whatever they were.
Meatloaf,
I want to get back to a point in time when more than one thing can be true.
You know,
you can be a conservative,
right,
but you can also be, you know, I'm
you can still love the trees, okay, and the environment.
Human beings and my brothers and all that stuff. I don't like seeing, you know, all the homeless people on the street.
Nope.
Even there's an argument to be made there, but I want to get back to where we can all talk about it and fix some fucking things instead of pointing at each other.
Pointing fingers, you're wrong.
The soapbox has gotten bigger though.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And the people walking by in the street, the soapbox have gotten worldwide, and so it's just fucking, it's mass.
But this whole thing that we did today is kind of my belief in that there are certain things that can bring everybody together. We don't have to worry about that shit.
Rock and roll.
Food, music, art, that kind of stuff. We don't have to worry about all that other
You know,
bullshit.
I did have one vegan thing. That ranch thing in there was vegan, just in case one of you guys, I put celery in the vegan ranch.
Away. My brother has a catering business, and believe me, we cater for the King's organization.
Okay.
But one of the best things we make, it's always requested, or his thing, is a sandwich called the Mob Barley Sandwich. And basically it's a
veggie patty.
A veggie patty.
I love veggie patties. I have a son that's vegan, so, you know,
We're totally down. We have a good personal friend that had one of the best vegan restaurants in San Diego. We are pro that. I just like meat, you know, but
you gotta eat raw. You know what, I have high cholesterol, and I do this thing called Talks with Shell, and I have all these challenges, and, you know, I'm not supposed to drink too much wine, and I can't drink that much beer, and the red meat, I gotta go, and I gotta walk, and all these, you know, I'm in my 50s, so, you know, stuff happens. I can't have the donut, so I do eat vegan sometimes, you know, like a vegan meal, and I love that. You know, I was afraid of it at first. When I had hummus for the first time, I'm like, holy shit, and almond milk? I was doing big things, you know, and it was like, and now I can't drink the moo moo. I haven't been able to drink the moo moo.
Avocado chocolate mousse. Yeah. Come on now.
You can make really, really good things with
avocado. I did not know. Yeah. I think I'm in love. I did not know you were a caterer. Wow.
Oh, we.
Yeah, you should be sitting next to me.
These are the
figgies. But he's the naked guy. That's why I wanted the naked guy behind me. So I
cooked VIP and bands. At that Aftershock 2015.
Yeah. We were there.
I sat down with Shinedown in their bus and got loaded. Eagles of Death Metal, Dangerous Day Before We Passed On.
2015. I think we have a poster. I don't know if we have them all. Is it on the wall?
The wall right over there. Yeah, okay. I'm looking right at it. Eagles of Death Metal are fucking major, major fans of my catering thing. And
I had no idea. See, you know what? Back then, we used to get extra tickets. So we were obviously in the press pass and doing that stuff, right? And I didn't know, because I was like, oh, I don't want to break the rules. I'm not a rocker, right? I mean, I'm a rocker, but not a musician. And so I didn't know we could go back there with a little meal ticket and go. Oh. And I was being real polite. But but then some of these rim rods are just walking. And I'm like, how did you get back there? They just walk like that. You got to own it, Shell. You got to own it, you know?
I got off early. I done cooking and everything. And I was walking out going to my car that was parked pretty much right behind the stage, all the employee parking.
Yeah.
And Slipknot was getting ready to play. And I had the pass on. And so I go, I'm going to wait for these guys to start. And also they start clearing the area. They're just now getting ready to hit the stage. So I went underneath the stage, and I was basically looking out to the retaining wall and the crowd of kids right underneath the monitor. And when they came out, the sound, the bass frequency was like 50 pounds on my back, and I never heard anything so loud my whole entire life.
And you're like, I'm dead. This is like amazing.
It was crazy. Wow. That was the night that, was Jane's Addiction there that year? Yeah, that's when the girl got stuck up on the, with the
it was last year when it was at a Gibson Ranch.
Yeah, the girls that had the hooks through their skin.
Yes,
and she got trapped up there. But me and my wife were right down in front of him in the retaining wall.
I thought it was Marilyn Manson
Jane's Addiction. It was the Shocking Girls, the twins. One of them got stuck up there and was just hanging there. Do you want us to continue playing? Yeah, we can't get you down.
So they started the next song
with her stuck up there.
Because Manson, when he played, one of his people, they had the spiraling people up there. I don't know if they got stuck. They were just like up there, you know. I've seen it all.
Yeah, food and rock and roll takes you crazy places, man.
Wow.
Good times.
That was so good. Yeah, Gibson Ranch, that was pretty crazy because the parking and all this stuff, people got stuck. Not us, because we were so cool with the parking. We knew how to park back then, you know. They changed everything. I don't know. We have to apply to
the parking. I see recently, right?
The parking now is stupid.
You don't need parking tickets and stuff.
Oh yeah, parking tickets. You can't. Yeah, there's so many things to get into Aftershock. We might apply this year. We didn't apply the last couple of years because I was just like not dealing with the restrictions. I just couldn't do it. I'm just too much. But you know, I used to sneak in the booze for you know, like, okay, I'm just gonna go set. You know, Pat Martin, 98 Rock. You know, he got a lot of free shots off me because, you know, no one really checked bags back then, right? So I had the big old bottle.
I have to share a story about Pat Martin and alcohol.
Yes.
Okay, we played Pat Martin's birthday party.
Oh, that's right.
Out at the country club
saloon in Loomis.
This is years ago.
Oh, years ago. Okay.
Maybe 50th birthday? I don't really remember. But Whitey and all the original guys were there. It was Pat Martin's birthday. And it's what I had. I was recently sober, so like 2005. Steve was on drums, so okay. That was like back in the day. Every night we would destroy the drum kits. Me and Steve, Keith Moon. It was a drunken mess, but we had our bass player Scotty Murdershaw, and they gave us a bar tab.
Nice.
Yeah.
They didn't know though.
They didn't know. It was $480 in 2 hours. And it was just Steve and Scott.
They're like high end. I want the stuff in the back of the room.
And that was the last night for the Country Club Saloon in beautiful downtown Loomis ever gave the band's bar tabs.
Wow.
Yeah.
And cheers to Pat. We just love him.
Absolutely. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Back when you could listen to the radio.
Yep.
Right. Well, it's gone now. We canceled 98 Rock. Like, see, Pat got out and went to Eagles, or was he at like?
He's at the Eagle now.
You know, and it's still him. You know, I tune in every once in a while. I don't commute anymore, so I'm not on. Right. I know you can get the radio on the app, but it's not the same when you're not in the car.
Right.
But he left, and you know, I was all in with Mikey and that damn show, and I just love those guys. And when they all got canceled, it's just sad. You know, you want to have a cool, you want to go down a rabbit hole and conspiracy and all that kind of stuff. Watch the Mikey podcast, okay?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Mikey is doing his thing. After he lost his job there, he just said, well, whatever, I'm just going to roll my sleeves up and try to do this at home. And I don't know if he can do it forever. He's got subscriptions and stuff, but it's a radio podcast, so when you listen to him, it's like listening to the segment of when their show, you know.
I'm a radiophile, as far as like radio.
Well, you have a radio voice too, along with the singing. You know,
listen to AM radio through a tube, solid state transistor radio.
Nice. Well, you know, when the zombies come, we're going to go to your house. You can, if you're up in this area, we're going to save you because we got all the guns, okay? And you know, and I mean, other people
if you have
this
your radio.
Yeah.
Do you have a ham radio? Do you have a handle back in the day?
I never got into ham. I was more shortwave.
Shortwave?
Nerdy guy. You know, tubes and transistors.
What about you, Steve? Are you the same? You got a radio?
No, I listen to radio in the car, but that's about it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I miss the days
of... usually I listen to talk radio.
I miss the days of Mark and Brian.
Oh, yeah.
The first syndicated.
Of course.
That was so freaking... That was listenable radio, and you know, and those days are kind of gone. I miss that. I'm a, you know, coast-to-coast syndicated guy, but, yeah, I love old-school radio.
That's what we're, you know... If you ever, would you, any of three of you guys, you know, would you ever consider if we have a topic or something you want to say, you know, you could do a call in, you know, like when we have, if you can't come up and, but you have something to say and we just tell you, hey, we're podcasting next week. Can you give us 5 minutes and you just be a call in person?
I would love to do that.
Would that be cool? Like just a regular kind of thing, just like blurp it on in. Maybe you can
like
do
like
the
I said, I'm
radio.
Very opinionated, but nobody listens to me.
No, I do.
I love the sound of my own voice, but I hate the thoughts in my head.
I love the thoughts in my head. Oh, my God. I have so many friends. I name them. I love them.
Girl, you have no idea.
You know, so he's giving me my first wind-up. Have we talked for an hour? I got 10 minutes left. I have not gotten into the hand signals
yet. Kevin, we can go all night, dude.
Yeah. I thought that was the amount of friends in your head.
I have. Okay, so do you name your personalities? I'm diagnosed. And you said you have mental health awareness. I mean, you have a couple, right?
I'm in denial they even exist.
Really. Okay, so I have Shell and I have Crystal. Okay, and those are the two main ones. I have Molly. Okay, so, you know, Molly comes out, you know, when I'm really kind of hyper and you got to watch out, you know, and each one has a different, you know, vibe. You know, next time, maybe I'll wear one of my wigs next time I see you guys, you know.
Love it.
You know, it's just... Kevin's met them all. He's like had sex with
really
all of them.
Manic Molly.
It is manic Molly. I was keeping.
Not the
I was keeping.
Not the cool Molly. More like electro dance vibe Molly. Fucking all over the
not
place.
Not the mellow rave Molly.
I can kill you, Molly. You know, but that's fun too. So, you know, what about you? What about you, Steve? You know, what's going on? Are you just even keeled? You're just always this guy with the nice beard and
it's fucking horrible.
Do you condition your beard? Let's talk about your hygiene. You know,
every once in a while.
You don't. You smell good. I mean, you don't. You know.
No, I wash it every day. Condition it about.
It's not a flavor saver where you're like just picking stuff off.
If I see something, I always have to get it out. And I'm always told by my wife, "You got something right there. You got something right there."
What about you, Joe? You know, you got that.
I will eat French fries out of Steve's beard.
Okay.
Not a question.
No, I'm just talking about your. You know, you have that dark hair. You know, do you have brown eyes?
I don't know, do I?
Do it? Says
I thought there
color?
Was hazel.
You got hazel?
We have no eye.
I have no glasses on, so
we
I don't
never
know.
Make eye contact with each other.
No, that's
we never
right.
have, ever.
Because you know it will steal your
right.
soul.
Yeah,
right?
What?
Yeah.
That's one of our band rules, is no eye contact.
Yeah, absolutely. Stop it.
Have you ever, like, do you guys, like, you know, if you kiss somebody, do you, like, suck their soul out a little bit? Am I getting too deep for you? You ever done that? Come on, I know.
Try that. I'm a scratch and sniff soul stealer myself.
Strawberry.
A working title of our next Richard.
Yes. That would be so
scratch
awesome.
And sniff soul stealer.
Oh my God. You know what? Put a point on that one. Here, you guys better write that down. That's good.
Anybody
you know.
Tries to steal that shit, I will.
So right. take it out. I let people try to take it, but then I'll come get it back, you know. So
or Molly will.
Molly will. She will. Okay, I guess our producer is saying we're going to wind it up a little bit. So in closing, I always like to say, you know, little shout outs. Everyone, I want to give you an opportunity, the people that are closest in your life, you know, this is our time to, I get silly and flirty and, you know, but your wives and your people in your life, your children, your grandchildren, those are the ones that are your legacy, right? You're doing this for your legacy. Can we just kind of give a little moment? We'll start, we'll go left to right, and we'll start with you, Joe.
Just for shout-outs?
Yeah, shout-outs to your wife or your kids or just your producers, you know.
Obviously, I always shout out to my girl, Candy. She puts up with my ass, and I probably invest way too much time to this. But,
she signed up for that when she fell in love with the musician.
I don't
musician.
Know that she did, but she's kind of, you know.
What the hell?
There's us, and then there's his everything.
Sorry. But, speaking of that, sorry, I'm going to hang this up. This is my granddaughter who stalks me all day long, so I'm just going to have to turn her off.
But
I
as far as
so
shout-outs, you know, we've and I personally have been blessed enough to get nothing but support from people like you, RCTV. Hellraiser has always, and me and Stevie go way back. I've known Stevie for a long, long time.
He loves you.
And there's just, I mean, our band, everybody in our band, it's very rare that you get to play music with people that you like to play music
right.
with.
Right.
And I'm fortunate. I actually have two bands, but
what's the other one, real quick? Let's
Hill
just
Country
give a
Truckers is my country band.
Okay,
so good.
And I had a punk band. I just lost a good friend. Speaking of mental health, you know, to mental health.
I'm
so
really
that band
sorry.
Will no longer play. But
R.E.P. Switchblade.
Absolutely. So you know, I do all the booking and all that stuff. So. You know, shout out to everybody out there that's been receptive to this band. Joe Johnson at Puss Cavern,
amazing
producer and engineer.
Shout outs to where you guys record.
Joe Johnson,
Puss
Cavern.
Puss Cavern.
Okay, that's
Puss Cavern
it is. Okay.
In Sacramento.
He put a spark when he produced and engineered that EP. That's when we realized that you know that we weren't just doing it for us.
Okay.
It was for fans of rock and roll music, and Joe had a lot to do with that.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah. So,
thank you.
Thanks
for
to
that.
Everybody out there.
Thank
absolutely.
You. What about you, Steve?
Definitely to my wife, Sheena. Is amazing.
What's her name?
So many levels. Sheena.
Sheena.
Yeah.
Wow. Is she like She-Ra? I'm sure she's heard that. Sheena.
Sheena
I bet she's
rocker.
A warrior princess.
She is a punk rocker.
Oh, really?
But,
recently sober, doing really great.
Almost 5 months.
Okay.
You know, we adopted my niece and nephew about 6-7 years ago.
Really?
And
that's a special
awesome,
type of family
awesome
to do that.
People.
Wow.
They're both great. Older ones in the Air Force. We have a girl in high school. They're awesome.
Great.
She's been to a few shows. She loves it.
Air Force, thank you for dedicating, you know, your Air Force family, you know.
She's in ROTC.
He went through the whole ROTC program all through high school. And he's doing excellent. He's married now. It's kind of still freaks me out. But
how does that work?
He's not only a bass player, he's really cool.
He's really cool too. You're a good family man. Thank
Try
you for that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. And of course my parents who both passed away, but they are like the biggest influence.
Hey mom and dad, your kids are doing good. You got these boys here and they're doing so good. What was your mom and dad's name again?
Larry and Jerry.
Larry and Jerry? I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. In your turn, what about you?
Well, of course, you know.
Of course, your beautiful brunette lover.
Absolutely,
and
Hammer.
Those pants that you
AKA
guys share.
AKA Mariah.
Mariah.
And, you know, I had two dads growing up.
Okay.
Steve's dad, Larry, and my dad, Ray.
Okay.
In Vacaville and Folsom. And there was always a question, you know, everyone's, the question always is, you know, Beatles or Stones. And I was blessed having two dads growing up that were actually friends and friendly, and there's always this battle, and I'd always say the Who, and I wanted to be in a band like the Who.
Okay.
That was fucking loud and it looked cool, you know, so that was like the start of that for me, my wife, my family, my grandkids.
Yeah, and you said you had a few. Can you name their names? Come on the spot.
Cameron.
Better get them right.
Avery. Maverick. The newest baby.
Come on, brother.
That's his name. The newest baby.
Newest baby. Got it. I can't remember my youngest granddaughter's name.
That's okay, but you know she's a girl, so we got that.
Correct. Yeah, and she's the evil weird one.
Molly. Anyway,
yeah, she's the Molly of my grandkids.
Okay.
And but what's funny about the grandkids is Maverick, he's expecting a new baby brother in May.
Okay.
And he's named him Baby Maverick Puckett Jr.
Oh, hey, wow, a lot of pressure.
So that's the working title for mom and dad.
Put
anyway,
that on a football jersey.
I started playing music again when I got sober
with
Tommy in 2001.
Yeah.
When Cardboard Ringo officially started. I wanted my kids back in Ohio. You know, their dad in California was a really cool guy.
Yeah.
You know, and he had something to say. And he tried to
do stuff.
Positivity through music.
Okay.
And just the release and the celebration and all that is.
Yeah.
And then there was that. And I do it for the chicks, because every now and then girls will throw bras and stuff on
stage,
which I fucking totally dig.
You might get a little more of that if you didn't take Polaroids of your junk and almost put people's eyes out by flinging the Polaroids.
There's good on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. There's a couple shows. Well, yeah, I take pictures with a Polaroid and I throw them out.
Nice.
Yeah, violently throw them out.
Yeah.
They're like, ah!
It's part of the shtick. Johnny Pockets, he's a funny guy.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
He's
dropped
trowel before.
Crazy. All right, so what's the name of the, what's the date? April 29th is your next show at the Goldfields?
No.
This Saturday.
At the Boardwalk. Love the Boardwalk. Have you played the new version of the Boardwalk yet?
We have not.
Okay, actually, it's kind of cool.
This is going to be a big show.
A funny story about that is our last show before COVID was at the Boardwalk when we opened for the Choir Boys, London Choir Boys.
Okay.
Great band. I love the Choir Boys. There was about four people there because it was, you know, anyway. But that was our last show before everything was shut down for COVID. But this will be our first time back playing the Boardwalk with the new owners and all that.
Yeah.
We will be playing.
There's a lot of surfboards there. It's very Santa Cruz-like.
Yes. Betty Blowtorch.
Nice. Betty Blowtorch. Okay.
Are you familiar?
No, I'm not.
Do some research on Betty Blowtorch. It's quite the story. They're making their comeback.
Feminist band, sex and pyrotechnics on stage, and a tragic end to a band. It's our first little tour back with the
great.
The Screaming Bloody Marys, and Kevin and I were talking about knowing Dave Dalton from Die Laughing Records and the Screaming Bloody Marys. So
okay, that's going to be awesome. Playing.
And then we got added, that's the 29th of April.
L.A. Guns.
L.A. Guns at Goldfields.
It's our second time or third time playing with those guys.
I kind of invited myself and Kevin to work hard, but you know, as you know, that we're for hire, guys, just so you guys know. Yeah. But for the band of the year, we're for love for you guys. So we would donate our time one more time to you guys, and we would love to do that show with you on April 29th.
I'll just put this out there. As much as we love all of the footage that you guys give us and do for us and everything, you guys are always invited to any show that we have. Absolutely. You don't have to film it. You let me know if you can make the show.
We want to film it. I'm throwing my bra, and I need footage of that. I'm taking my yellow bra. Okay.
We will bring footage, I guarantee it.
Will you put a donut on your junk? Never mind.
It will.
If you're going to throw a bra on stage, can Kev throw a donut at me?
I'm bringing clean Superman chonies for him. Someone's going to wear those.
I know, but I'd really like a donut.
Okay.
That would be so cool, the new thing that everyone starts doing at shows. Dude, they must have threw like 1,000 fucking donuts at us, dude. We were on fire.
We're going to bring dozens.
We
played a festival in L.A., and there was like 10,000 donuts on stage.
And it all started at Goldfields in Roseville. Yes. Okay. Well, you know what? We appreciate you guys. My producer's wrapping it up. I need some exit music, you know, so when we wrap this up, are you ready for that? Okay. We got thing one, thing two, and that's a wrap. See you next time.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. We'll be right back.
guy.